My name is Hallen Turek, and this is Eve News Now. Say you want to advertise an in-game product, or a corporation, or a blog, or even your own podcast. If you look around, there's plenty of places you could go, but they're pretty expensive. Some of them want real money. Here at Eve News Now, you could pay your advertiser an ISK. I can craft the ad, or you could hand it to me fully formed. Either way, contact Hallen Turek in-game, and we can go into the finer details. January 8th. Three Titans were lost today in three separate engagements. First, in the Great Wildlands, a White Noise Titan got tackled by the Northern Coalition with an aggression timer in K-I-YNW, despite an attempted log-off. The Erebus was dispatched rather quickly. Second, in the Outer Ring, IT managed to catch a non-aligned Titan in the system 4C-B7X. The corporation, the All-Seeing Eye, had been using the Erebus to doomsday ships off a station, and despite what you've been told, lightning does indeed strike the same place twice, and this Erebus was no exception. IT made short work of it. And third, in Venal, PL lost another Titan in the system 6NJ8-V, yet again an Erebus. PL was slightly more successful in defending it than the others, however, killing 24 Northern Coalition Dreads and 10 Northern Coalition Carriers. The Titan evened the losses, but only just. January 9th, in period basis, Systematic Chaos and IT failed to defend a capital ship assembly array. In L5D-ZL, Stainwagon destroyed the CSAA and killed almost 20 billion ISK in the process. No word on what the CSAA contained, but given the fierce fighting, it must have been juicy. January 11th, a lot happened today. First in Fountain, the combined Pure Blind Residents and Declan Coalition, self-titled the Charlie Foxtrot Coalition, has kept up the pressure on Fountain, SBUing six constellations today. The effects are not entirely academic, since Blast has shed about half its members over the last week. The number of systems changing hands in Fountain goes up every day as well. Can IT stem the tide? In Venal, you may remember my question last week about PL's goals in recent weeks. The answer is of course kill mills, and despite losing most moons, they've inflicted 131 losses on Northern Coalition forces in the system of BV-1JG. They still lost the moons, though. In the Scalding Pass, it should have been a simple cleanup, but the Renters' true reign have made it tough on Red Alliance. However, in FYD-TO, and despite NC DOT support, True Reign has finally been evicted. Will the difficulties Red Alliance faced cause other renters to question RA's ability to impose the force part of their rental agreements? And in Fountain, IT finally beat the Charlie Foxtrot Coalition in LIWW-P, despite reports that IT is near collapse. IT lost 42 ships, while the CF Coalition lost 179. The system was saved for Hun Reloaded. Does this mean a resurgent IT? We'll have to wait and see if they can repeat this performance to be sure. January 12th, in Fountain, despite a full ITCTA, systems are still changing hands. The biggest losers are Talos, followed closely by Black Star Alliance. The battles aren't notable, but the results of course are. IT is definitely trying to help its pets, and Hun Reloaded is a strong beneficiary of that help. As yet, they've lost no systems, and they've suffered no huge loss in membership. January 13th. In Catch, despite some assistance from NCDOT, the initiative has yet again failed to stop the reinforcing of its systems. V-3YG7 was reinforced first, followed shortly by GE-8JV. The rolling battle went back and forth, but Stainwagon and AAA eventually won. However, perhaps the biggest beneficiary of this war is NCDOT, who are getting paid a reported 30 billion ISK a month to come to the initiative's aid. In Fountain, the exodus has begun, as Black Star Alliance has said no more, and despite Blade's resolve to stay and fight, they are losing more members every day. This is all besides the space they are also losing. How long before IT has no allies left in the region? And finally, in Catch, The AAA and Stain Wagon Coalition has flipped yet another initiative station in 5-N2EY. Despite its timer being in a favorable time zone and NC Dot coming to help, the battle was lost and the system with it. Can AAA and Stain Wagon be stopped? This has been Eve News Now. Special thanks to Eve News 24, to CCP, to Dotlin, and Eva Glintis for working on the video. Thanks for listening.